Says inflation fell to 3.4% in February, down from 4% the month before. That's more than what most economists were predicting, with the drop largely being put down to food. Here's our economics editor, Ed Conway.
It was expected to be about 3.5%, so this is down a bit. We're used to inflation being really high, aren't we? It's expected to get down towards 2% in the coming months, so it is coming down.
An investigation's reportedly been launched at the London clinic over claims staff tried to look at the Princess of Wales's private medical records. Health Minister Maria Caulfield says it would be disappointing if the notes were accessed. At least 19 people have reportedly been killed by Israeli airstrikes at a refugee camp in central Gaza, according to the Hamas-run health ministry there. Israel's not yet commented. A proposal to ban the next generation from being able to buy cigarettes will go before Parliament later. The Tobacco and Vapes Bill aims to restrict sales that anyone turning 15 this year or younger won't legally be able to buy them. Meanwhile, scientists have found similar DNA changes in the samples of cheek cells from e-cigarette users as they did with smokers. Health Minister Maria Caulfield says the bill also includes a crackdown on vapes.
Currently, children can't buy vaping products that contain nicotine, but they can buy flavoured vapes that are nicotine free. And we want to close that loophole to end that trend, because we're not 100% certain about the long term effects.
A report in the US has cast doubt on rumours Aaron Taylor-Johnson's been offered the part of James Bond. There's been no comment from the actor or the production company. And James Corden is to make his London stage return this summer. The presenter will star in political drama The Constituent at the Old Vic from June. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Faye.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Today we'll see a murky and damp start with a few patches of light rain and drizzle, remaining cloudy for much of the day with a few spots of rain. A mild day with gentle winds in front of us. 16 degrees is your high. Tonight will turn dry as any lingering rain fizzles out. It will be mostly cloudy with just the odd clearer spell. A few mist and fog patches will also develop in the early hours. 7 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Exactly 3 minutes past nine. Then songs on the way from Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff. We've got the Venga Boys and also Tina Moore coming up for you. And I'm going to be talking in a minute to Sidra Naeem about bereavement and children.
Mikey in the morning. 90s at nine.
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less and checking out the fellas to tell them who's best.
riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly, we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Yet, hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin', leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through, 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So it's a Wednesday morning. On the phone right now, I've got Sidra Naeem. Have I pronounced your name right, Sidra?
Yes, you have, yes.
I do hope so. I'm terrible at pronunciations, so I'm really sorry if it was wrong. This is our final interview for our mental health series, and it's on the subject of grief and mental health. So what are your credentials, Sidra?
Okay, so I am a teacher. And I specialise in children who have mental health, which can be a result of special educational needs or anxiety or depression. And in the past, I have dealt with lots of children who have had, you know, bereavement in their families, like their grandparents may have passed away. Sometimes in school, we work through all of their problems ourselves, through them dealing with their emotions and things. And sometimes when it gets to mental health level, we do have to get bereavement counselling in through outside specialists. So I'm actually going to talk you through what we do in school before it gets to that high level stage. And I think it's really important to deal with the lower level stages first before it gets too high. Prevention is better than cure, isn't
it? This is a really interesting subject, actually, because when you do talk about bereavement and death, everybody's mind automatically goes on how they're coping and how they get hold of it. But children are far more complex, I think, than we give them credit for. How do you prepare them for a loved one passing? Because that must be a horrendous thing to do.
Yes, so you're very right. It's much worse in children. They show emotions a lot more. If you look at children, they cry more, don't they?
Mm.
You see? They get excited more if they see something, firework display or something. They get much more excited than an adult would. So they display their emotions in a lot more higher level than adults. So, yes, so you're right. You have to deal with them before, really. For example, if somebody is dying, that's the stage to deal with it at that minute before the person dies. So you can prepare them. You can say, you know, things like, you know, this is a natural process, and the person is actually going on to the next station. You know, there's different levels within your soul. When you're born, then you live through your life, and then you are now going on to the next level. And you, in a way, get them ready that they're going on to the next level, and you may even meet them again one day. You know, like heaven, if you believe in heaven in your faith, you may say, well, they're going to go to heaven now, but one day you're going to meet them in the future. This is getting them ready at that stage before the person dies. You can also say something like, you know, the person's in great hardship at the moment, they're in pain, and after hardship comes ease. And that's a well-known saying in lots and lots of faiths and cultures. And the only way for this person to be at ease now is so they can rest in peace. This is what we mean by rest in peace. And also other things like some faiths, they believe that while the person's ill, their sins are getting forgiven. Like leaves falling off a tree. If you think of the autumn tree, it has leaves falling off it, but once it's the winter stage, it's dead, and then after that, it's going to blossom again. So that person will then blossom again in heaven. So you can talk about it like in the form of a tree, which they will understand through seasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you look at my background picture, that's why I've got a picture of a tree, and it's got life on the left and death on the right to take you through the stages. This is all stages of life, isn't it? Okay, so that's the beginning part.
So that was, you say there's four stages that you take a child through, and that was the first one?
Yes, yeah, so that was the first stage while the person's dying. If it isn't sudden death, then that's a good stage to try getting them prepared, if you like,
okay,
for death. And then the next stage is when the person actually dies, and the acceptance
right.
is the next stage for a child. So the acceptance is, for example, the soul has lots of stages, and this is one stage in the life cycle of the soul, in the resting phase it's gone in. But after the resting phase, if you believe in heaven, it will go to heaven, which is the next phase, and you will meet that person again when you go through these phases. And that actually really helps the child. They'll say, oh, we're going to meet grandma again in the future. She's resting at the moment, and then she's going to go into a big garden, and we're going to meet her there in the future. That really, really helps a child, you know, gain peace in their hearts. And you have to also explain that everything lives and dies. A flower is alive for a while and then it dies. A tree is alive for a while and it dies. Even pets. People have cats or dogs and then they die after a couple of years. Goldfish die after maybe even within 6 months. If you relate it to animals, they understand it much better. They will understand it better. The quicker the burial process is, the better.
Oh, really?
Okay? Yes. The burial process is your final goodbyes. The more it's prolonged, the more the child gets worked up about it. So in some faiths, the burial is within 3 days. Within the Jewish faith, within the Islamic faith, within 3 days, normally you try and bury the body. And that's good for the child, because once they've said their goodbyes, you will soon settle them. You will see them settled in school. And when the funeral is like 3-4 months' time, they're constantly thinking about grandma. Where is she? What's happening with her at the moment? We haven't said goodbye to her. We want to see her. That kind of stuff. So the bereavement process quickens, and you get over the death quickly if the burial is quicker. And I do think it's important that the child goes to the burial.
Oh, really?
There are many parents who go to the burial and don't say goodbye. Don't let the child say goodbye to the grandparents. And they cry all their lives, we never said goodbye to grandma. So although you may think it's too painful for a child to see a funeral, it actually helps get over their grief process quicker.
That's really interesting, because as an adult, you want to protect the child from the grief at the burial or at the cremation or whatever, but you're saying no, they should go there, and because it's the goodbye.
Yes,
very interesting.
That's the goodbye, and it's good for them to say goodbye and say their prayers, for example, for that person as well. Otherwise, you're depriving them, and they know the parents have gone, but you haven't taken them. So it might be a little bit traumatic, but it gets them over that grief, which will come later.
Yeah.
And often, all the bereavement problems we have is because the child has not been to the funeral, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
It's lengthened their grief process, you see.
Oh, and what age would you say is quite important for a child to go to a funeral or cremation?
I would say 7 years onwards, they are ready.
Okay.
That's their junior school stage. They are ready to go to the funeral.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So that's very important. And some families, they stop mourning within 3 days, and that's good for the child. Once the person's buried, after 3 days, their mourning stops and they move on. So that is good for the child as well.
Yeah.
Okay. You can work through a child's emotions, which is the next thing after the person's dead and gone. And you can do that by journaling. The child can write down all their happy thoughts that they had with that grandparent. They can write a letter to grandma. Now, that's a really good one. They can write a letter to say, dear grandma, I really miss you, but I know you're in a better place right now, and I'm going to come soon, and I will meet you in the future. When I'm older, I will meet you, and I may meet you in my dreams and things like that. That, in a way, helps the child to understand that it is still, it is still, the person's still there and they haven't completely gone from their lives. It helps with that breathing process. So journaling, writing letter, self-talk, talking to somebody, you know, that person is in a better place right now. So, they're not in pain anymore. They've gone through all their pain and their cancer and things like that. And they're better now. And that's good for the child. Working through their emotions is really, really good. Okay, and then the last part is reconnecting with that person who's passed away.
Okay.
Now, by reconnection, the child can do something in the memory of that person. They can plant a tree. That's a really good one, where they can see all the seasons going through, the tree dying and the tree coming alive again, which they can then relate to their person who passed away. Or a plant they can grow in memory of that person. Some people give money towards a bench in the park and they can write their grandparents' name on it. So they can visit that bench in memory of their grandparents. They should visit the grave often. If it's a burial, they should visit the grave to show, look, grandma is, resting in peace. And that helps them as well. Anything the grandparent taught them, they can mimic. So say, for example, the grandparent taught them how to eat with a knife and fork. They can use the knife and fork and they can remember that grandparent in that way. Anything they've taught them, they may have taught them to read or read a certain book with them and they can read that book, things like that. And they can take a friend which then replaces that person that is lost. So say, for example, their grandmother's passed away, they can get maybe their grandmother's friend and give her presents when it's Christmas or any festival.
Yeah.
But in a way, you're replacing your lost grandparent with somebody else who you can then use to reconnect with and buy presents for or do good things for. Help them with their wheelchair, help them shopping. If the child's older, help them shopping. And that's like you're helping your grandmother, which is what you used to do.
Yeah.
This is called connection after somebody's passed away. Interesting,
isn't it? Well, it's a fascinating subject because I've never even thought about letting a child go to a funeral or a cremation at all. It was, as I said a few minutes ago, you want to shield them. And I think that's quite a natural response. You don't want them to feel any grief, but it makes perfect sense.
But if you look at an adult, But if you look at an adult, say you didn't go, say one of our parents passed away and we didn't go to the funeral.
You'd have a gap. You'd feel a gap.
We would always feel we didn't, never went to the funeral. We never said goodbye. It's the same for the children. In fact, some children are more closer to their grandparents.
Yeah.
Because their parents may be working and their grandparents are bringing them up and taking them from school, collecting them from school and giving them tea at home and things like that. So children, you'd be surprised nowadays, are very, very close to their grandparents.
Yeah.
as what we may have been, because in our days, our parents and mums, for example, may have been at home and not
work.
Yeah,
that doesn't happen anymore very often, does it?
Yeah. Whereas children nowadays, the parents are working because of the high standard of living, and it's the grandparents. They're very close to them.
Well, Sidra, thank you so much for coming on, and we'll speak again soon.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
90s at 9.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Nealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. A perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour, all the news, views and special guests interviews from the Gorn Stadium, Brisbane Road, home of Leighton Orient. That's the Orient Hour every Wednesday, 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 9:29 now with Tina Moore. Never going to let you go. We've got some Take That on the way next.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Well, there's not a great deal to tell you about in Brentwood, really. Wilson's Corners are a tad slow. Don't forget you've got temporary traffic lights on Ongar Road, directly outside Larkin's playing field. So it's slow by the A12 overpass in that area, in both directions. Other than that, everything seems to be okay. Over in Billericay, there's still a small amount of slow-moving traffic from the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout across to the bottom of the High Street. And also, the High Street seems to have woken up now from the Norsey Road junction down to the Langdon Road roundabout and back again. That seems to be very slow. The slowest part of that is outside Waitrose. On the M25 anti-clockwise, it's slow from just before junction 30, the A13, to just after junction 28, the A12. M11 London bound is slow from the junction 5 Loughton turnoff to junction 4, the A406. On the A12 London bound, it's slow between junction 20 Hatfield Peveril and junction 19 Boreham interchange. On the A12 northbound, two problems. First of all, it's slow between junction 19 Boreham interchange and junction 20 Hatfield Peveril. This is northbound. And it's also slow between junction 17 Howell Green and junction 19 Boreham interchange. And the only other thing I can see here is the A12 London bound is slow from junction 28 Colchester Football Stadium towards junction 25 Marks Tay, approaching and going through the long-term roadworks. And that's it. They're the only things I can see at the moment. But as always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32 the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
Events guide sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, taking place this Saturday, the 23rd of March, is the Crafty Cow Markets. They're hosting an annual market and artisan fair this Saturday at Shenfield Parish Hall in Hutton Road, Brentwood. They're offering new and bespoke handcrafted gifts, including jewellery and soap and jams and wax melts and crystals and all sorts of stuff, really. They want you to go along and support your local artisans and small businesses and pick yourself up a lovely handmade gift that you won't find on the high street. They're supporting the Havens Hospice charity. It's free entry and free parking, and it's open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you need any more details about this, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile. My curiosity's running wild. Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go. Particular place to go. In sight.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericke's Phoenix FM. It's 9:45, then quarter to 10 with Anniversary Waltz there by Status Quo. We've got the Spice Girls on the way next and we continue the 90s.
90s at 9.
Strictly Air Ambulance is back, and so am I, Lisa Snowden, and my fabulous co-host, TV presenter, David Whiteley. Join us and our celebrity judges, Strictly's Nadia Bichkova and Kai Widrington, as contestants and their professional dance partners compete for the Strictly Air Ambulance Glitter Ball on Saturday the 9th of March at the Brentwood Centre. All profits go to Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance, your local life-saving charity. For tickets, search Essex & Hearts Air Ambulance Strictly.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Hi, I'm Bob Simpson, and I hope you can spend some time in my company every Wednesday from 1 to 3pm, when I'll be in the chair here at Phoenix FM for 1-2-3. I'll be keeping you up to date with all the goings-on in Brentwood and Billericay, playing the best music in town, talking to local people, and hopefully having a few laughs. Phoenix FM, true local radio for local people. See you Wednesday.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay.
Ricky's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So the interview's tomorrow here on Phoenix after 3 o'clock on Drive with our lovely Jo. She's going to be chatting to local yoga teacher Michelle Spencer about mindfulness and well-being on 98 Not Out tomorrow night. They're going to be chatting to Martin and Margaret Hamilton, curators of the Brentwood Museum at Worley. And on the night shift tomorrow night with our lovely Madeline, she's going to be talking to her special guest this week, alt-country artist Misha Fair. And these are the interviews tomorrow right here on Phoenix FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.